fallout from racist frat video.
I'm very ashamed, embarrassed.
Republicans defend a letter to Tehran.
The deal Congress doesn't approve is a deal that Congress won't accept.
Slashed ambassador home from the hospital.
I feel pretty darn good.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. They've got till midnight tonight to clear out the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity on the University of Oklahoma campus. The racist video chant with references to lynching has brought suspensions and the possibility of further discipline, and the frat house will be closed. The Greek letters are already down. House mother Botan Gilbo has to go too.
I heard the words. Unbelievable. This is not SAE.
Later, a video of her rapping the N-word surfaced from a couple of years ago. Fraternity chef Howard Dixon, an African-American, is out of work too.
There'll never be another job like this again. Because this is one of a kind.
You gonna miss it?
Yes. I miss my family.
I do believe.
Some students rallied on the Oklahoma campus yesterday. Top football recruit John DeLance says the whole thing made him revoke a commitment to the school.
It was very disturbing. I didn't like what was going on. I'm glad the way they handled it, but that's still just a bad downside.
He says other colleges are interested in him. He's not sure where he's headed. There's unrest in another college town, too. In Madison, Wisconsin, anger over the police shooting of an unarmed 19-year-old man. CBS's Dean Reynolds is covering.
The Madison police chief, Mike Koval, apologized in a blog post to the family. He said reconciliation cannot start until he says, "I am sorry." And he repeated it, "I am sorry." Sorry.
A cyber attack shut down the city of Madison's website and email system yesterday. New developments in Ferguson, Missouri, as well, where the police shooting of Michael Brown resulted in a federal report critical of the St. Louis suburbs police department.
Ferguson's municipal court judge Ronald Brockmeyer, who was cited in that federal report for jailing defendants too poor to pay fines of even a few hundred dollars, has quit. Also, the Missouri Supreme Court reassigns an appeals court judge to take over all of Ferguson's municipal court cases. These reforms come after that Department of Justice investigation accused Ferguson courts of showing little or no leniency to black defendants. Kevin Killeen, CBS News, St. Louis.
An unarmed man was shot and killed by police yesterday outside Atlanta. Police Chief Cedric Alexander says the victim was naked and knocking on doors in an apartment complex when he was confronted by a cop.
When a male saw the officer, he charged, running at the officer. The officer called him to stop while stepping backwards, drew his weapon, and fired two shots.
State officials are now investigating. Vice President Biden says the letter 47 Republican senators wrote to Iran's leaders undercuts President Obama as the administration tries to reach a deal to put the brakes on Tehran's nuclear program. CBS News congressional correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The letter aims to educate Iranian leaders in the U.S. constitutional system, explaining that Congress can, quote, modify any agreement and that a deal struck by President Obama can be undone by his successor. The letter was written by first-term Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton and co-signed by 46 of his fellow Republicans.
The message that we're sending is that the Congress is not going to allow them to get a nuclear weapon.
But to Democrats, Cotton and his colleagues have gone too far.
I've never seen anything like it.
Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid.
This letter is a hard slap in the face of not only the United States, but our allies.
This is Pam Coulter at the White House. Administration officials consider the GOP letter part of a partisan strategy to undermine the president's ability to conduct foreign policy, with a spokesman saying it certainly interferes in efforts to work out a nuclear deal with Iran. There's just a couple of weeks left until the deadline for reaching a rough draft agreement, and Secretary of State John Kerry plans to fly to Switzerland for another meeting with Iran's top negotiator.
A key section of the Houston's ship channel was closed overnight after two 600-foot ships collided in the fog yesterday. Some flammable liquid leaked but has since been stopped. Authorities say a state trooper was trying to help the driver of a 164-foot tractor-trailer make a difficult turn across train tracks in Halifax, North Carolina, when an Amtrak train slammed into it yesterday.
It was like, bam, look out the window, and the engine was on the side.
Well, that passenger's okay. 55 were hurt. The trooper and the trucker who escaped unhurt say there was no warning of an oncoming train. A man's facing charges in New York for allegedly pointing lasers at two aircraft at LaGuardia Airport last night. Three people in those aircraft suffered eye injuries. The Associated Press says the Secret Service is conducting middle-of-the-night drone flights over Washington to test ways to interfere with rogue drones or find ways to knock them out of the sky. Earlier this year, a wayward drone ended up on the grounds of the White House. Two Olympic medal winners are among 10 people dead after two helicopters collided in a remote part of Argentina. The choppers were taking French sports stars to a filming location for a European reality TV show. U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Mark Lippert's out of the hospital after last week's knife attack.
I've got a little rehab left to do on the arm. The face feels really good. But thanks to the great medical professionals, I feel, like I said, pretty darn good.
He says officials are taking a hard look at security. Now to Iraq, where CBS's Holly Williams is covering the battle for the city of Tikrit.
In the villages around Tikrit, this is the best fighting force Iraq's leaders can muster. A patched-together army of Iraqi government soldiers, local tribesmen, and Shiite Muslim militias. American-led airstrikes have been critically important in other battles against ISIS, but there's no direct U.S. involvement in Tikrit. Instead, Iraq has turned to neighboring Iran for help, with Iranian officers on the ground reportedly commanding Shiite Muslim militias.
A couple of months ago, a 17-year-old Connecticut girl with Hodgkin's lymphoma was forced to undergo chemotherapy. She and her mother opposed it, but court stepped in because she is a minor. Now, the girl, known in court documents as Cassandra C., has been told her cancer is in remission. Her treatment wraps up next month. That solar plane on a round-the-world mission took off on the second leg of its trip today, leaving Oman bound for India. It's been said a healthy housing market is key to a healthy economy. CBS's Dan Revive takes a look at the home front.
Home prices are going up. In fact, some buyers say they're being priced out. But
the dream of home ownership is still alive and well here in the United States.
Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American Financial, says a big negative is that 17% of folks with mortgages owe more than the value of their homes. They're underwater, but that's shrinking.
It is slowly but surely correcting itself.
When home prices rise, the owners will be able to sell. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
A federal jury in St. Louis has awarded $491 million in damages to people who were sold prepaid funerals. The company involved promised the money would go into a trust, but authorities say officers of the company spent lavishly on themselves. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.